When I am lovable, the world reflects that back to me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. When I am lovable, the world reflects that back to me. Have you ever wondered why nobody in the world likes you?
No.
Well, if you ever wonder why no one in the world likes you, you can be sure it's because you don't like yourself. And when you don't like yourself, nobody cares a coot about you, you know. Why do you think people get elected to be president? Because they like themselves. They think they're just the greatest. Why are people get married? Because they like themselves and other people like them. That is, the man or woman who's going to marry him likes them, you know. But they like themselves first. Now, if they don't like themselves, who should like them? Why should anyone like a person who does not like themselves? And that just goes in, when I am lovable, the world reflects that back to me. So when I am lovable, the world loves me. The world reflects back love to me. They don't even know anything less than love. So if I ever have an experience of something less than love, it's because that was what I was. Now, can I afford that? Not at all. Because that makes for a very bad life. As one person says, how can I have people like me? How can I have the world like me? How can I be more likable? Not that question, but how can I have the world like me? Well, be likable to yourself. Say to yourself, I like me, 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 I like me. I think I can continue with the rest of this talk now. I like me, I like, just say, I like me. And there's a certain magic that goes on with that. Now, innocence carries its own magic. Happiness carries its own magic. Gentleness carries its own magic. When you see a person kneeling down and really caringly kneeling down, lovingly kneeling down, sensitively caringly kneeling down, and tending to their garden, you think that they are very wonderful people. Oh, she's a gardener. There's a reverence for that, you know? Oh, he's a gardener. There's a reverence for that. He putters around the house. There's no reverence in that. He is always looking for something to do. There's no reverence in that. He is always criticizing other people. There's no reverence in that, you know. And she is always finding the good about other people. What an angel! There's reverence there, you know. Now, if it is so simple to say these things and point out reverence, how simple should it be to do them? To do that. But you see, people do not want to give up their habits. And people have a habit of seeing other people one way, and they don't want to see them differently. And they don't want to see them differently. And they don't want to see them differently. They just don't want to see them differently. What's that all about?
They don't want to see themselves.
Oh! They don't want to see themselves differently. Yes, that's right. And they think it's the other person. You know? They think it's the other person. And this is where we get our foot caught in our mouth, you know. We think it's the other person. That's just a reflection of you. Oh, no. That's a reflection of me. Any person on the face of the earth who is less than beautiful is a reflection of me. Any person on the face of the earth who is beautiful is a reflection of me. And I'm going to keep that in my consciousness at all times. So I am beautiful. I am love. I am desirable. I am happy. And my world reflects it back. But the world doesn't care. It can play any game you like. It can be miserable or it can be nice. It depends on what you put forth in your consciousness to pull back from the world. Now, what do you want to take out of the world? What do you want the world to reflect back to you? Then Get your happiness machine going. Get your love bug going, you know. Start scratching your love bug. Say, come on, get going there, you know. And Miracle on 34th Street, Santa Claus was talking to the girl, and he was saying, you know, we have to have a new nation to consider, imagination. And she says, oh, yeah, okay. And he said, an imagination needs somebody who's got imagination. And she said, well, how do you have imagination? And he said, well, you pretend that you're something you're not. You pretend you're a monkey. No. But I don't know how to do that. So Santa Claus got up there and pretended he was a monkey. And he said, now, come on, get your malt juice here and get your drawers here and play the game and, you know, pretend that you're a monkey. And pretty soon the little girl was, and falling right into the game. And when she was falling into the game, she didn't care who was around. She didn't care who she talked to or what she was doing. But she was having fun. She was playing a game. She was in Fantasyville, in the state of imagination, which is quite charming. Now, how quickly it is for us, and of course it was done that way for the movie, how quickly she moved from the state of no imagination to the state of full imagination. Because we all have full imagination all the time, we just don't use it. We all have full imagination, and it's right there, just waiting to burst forth, but we haven't used it. Now, I show you imagination all the time I can, with all the illustrations I give you, and all the stories I give you, and all the imagination I give you. And I tell you, hey, you know, San Francisco is south of Tijuana. And you say, come on now. No. San Francisco is south of Tijuana. Imagine it. Imagine it. What would it be in your mind if you imagine it? Well, it'd be kind of warm, you know. And San Francisco would be kind of a different attitude. That nice, cool climate up there would now be a warm climate. And the people would have attraction of the warm area to come to. Nice big city. And, of course, part of the big city is because it's a cold area. It's cool. But and people, what would happen to the place where San Francisco was if San Francisco were moved south? Well, there would be a different city there. There'd be Frisco Sand, you know. And it would probably be a fine place, too, you know. But San Francisco has moved down south of Tijuana. And, say, look at Los Angeles. It's in Richmond. You know where Richmond is?
Virginia.
You know where Redlands is?
No.
You know where Bill Gates is? Yeah, up in Oregon?
Washington.
Washington, yeah, up in Washington. Redmond's Washington, isn't it? That's where he has his home. That's where he has his business. And so we're going to move San Francisco up there. No, we're going to move Los Angeles up there. Wouldn't that be something? I think the Los Angelesites would die of thirst. It rains a lot up there. And they don't have raincoats, and they got short pants and everything. They're not ready for living in that area where it's a little bit cool and damp and wet and damp and wet. And can you imagine it? Sure. I just helped you. Now, you say, well, what's the benefit of imagining things like that? Well, the benefit is it's crazy. And you want to get yourself to think in this outlandish, crazy way because that can happen. What did the Star Wars person say to the other person? If you...
Try.
Hmm?
Something is trying.
If you're trying, you're not doing. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I mean, now, that's Star Wars. That's the 29th century, you know, 29th century way, or whatever. But you see, that's what goes on. Now, where is that going to come up? Is that going to come up in something real? In Star Wars, where they have all these interesting games, are they going to become real? Sure. People are going to play the games. They like it. In Star Wars, they have one program, which again includes war, but they have a program, and nobody dies, but people are just immobilized, and they're unable to continue playing the game until it's over. when it's over, everybody gets up and goes home. But that's part of one of the games they have. Now, that's better than killing everybody, you know. But what difference would it make if they killed everybody? That's a game, too. And then everybody go home, too. You know? So we have to remember, when I am lovable, the world reflects back that back to me. Now, are you a lovable person? You say yes. Is the world reflecting that back to you right now? Just a little bit. Well, let's make it a lot. Let's make it a lot by being very, very, very lovable, right? Be very, very, very lovable and have the world create back to you exactly that image which you are. And when you do that, then you will have a lot of fun, because that's what it's all about. When I am lovable, the world reflects that back to me. And that's my instant inspiration for you for today. Think about these things, enjoy these things, and move up to Los Angeles in Washington and enjoy the rain. I love you, I love you, I love you.